Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. Thanks for joining us this Thursday. In today's message, Bishop Dag will take a look at who exactly the real man is according to Scripture, while giving you practical wisdom on how to strengthen the real, hidden, and inner man. After today's word, it will be impossible to neglect the real man, and your inner man will be strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy today's teaching.
Hallelujah. All right, tell your neighbor, I'm glad to be standing by you this evening. Wow. Ask your neighbor, are you a Christian? What did they say? Ask your neighbor, are you a real Christian? All right, let's pray. Holy Spirit, please influence us this evening and let your will be done in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Are you glad to be back in this hall? Is it nicer than up there? You prefer there? Why? That place is bigger? Are you sure? This place is more airy. How many prefer up there? How many prefer here? How many are not sure? All the CPP people, raise your hand. Hallelujah. Now, tonight, I want to share with you this week and God willing next week about something very important. Amen. Amen. Turn to Luke 16. Tonight I am sharing about how to develop the real man. How to develop the real man or the real woman. Yeah. Now, who is the real man? All right? In the Bible, we know that God is in three persons. Is that not so? God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Amen. We know that already. But there is a real man in Ephesians 3 and verse 16. All right. Bible says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Everybody say inner man. Say inner. Inside. Man. So there is a hidden, an inner man. Amen. And then, in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 4, all right, it says, describes the same man again. It says, but let it be. Can somebody read it? Let it be the hidden man of the heart. Amen. In that which is not corruptible. Or he's talking about the ladies. Likewise, you wives, in 1 Peter 3, verse 1. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, so that if anybody does not obey the word, they may be won by the conversation of the wives. Wifely behavior is always a winning ticket. Bible says they'll be won by the conversation. Conversation is an old Greek word. We don't use it in that way. Anytime you see conversation in the King James Bible, it means behavior. We don't use conversation the way they use it. So if you see the new versions, they don't write conversation. But it means the conversation of the wives. So it means you'll be won by the behavior of the wives. All right? So good wife is always a winning ticket. Even when the preaching doesn't work on this man, good behavior could work. Amazing. So while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. Again, you see that word conversation. It's a word anastrophe, which means behavior. It's plain, simple. Conduct, behavior, manner of life. That's what it means. Coupled with fear. Whose adorning, he's talking about the wives, let not your adorning be the outward adorning of plaiting of the hair and of wearing of gold or putting on of apparel. But let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of a great price. So to God, meekness and quietness is of a great value to God. So if you're a good brother, if God was going to look for a beloved, he would look for a sister, not from her adorning of hair, or the outward plating, or the painting of the face, but he would look for somebody who has a particular kind of spirit. Meek means humble. And quiet means quiet. All right? Meekness, in the dictionary, it means to be tamely subject to injury. To be tamely subject to injury. And if you're going to be a good wife, you need to be tamely subject to injury from your husband. Because he's injurious by nature. Whether you believe it or not, you're going to experience injurious behavior. You may marry a fend for yourself husband. We have something we call fend for yourself husband. You have to do everything yourself. Change the bulb yourself. You have to change the tire yourself of your car. You have to buy food yourself. You have to pay electricity bill yourself. Everything you do, you have even to love yourself. You have to love yourself. He has no time for you. It's what we call what? Fend for yourself husband. What a shock. So, you may never know. Limited. So, if you are not meek, you can grow wild very quickly and say, you take off your ring and say, I don't take nonsense. You know? But the Bible is telling us here that we should adorn the hidden man. So, there is a man. That's why I'm talking about the real man, but I'm using three words that I use in the Bible. Inner, hidden, and inward. The last one is inward man. Romans 7:22. It says, I delight in the law of God after the inward man. There is a man inside, the inward man. So the Bible has three ways that he describes this man. And he's a real man. He describes him as the inner man. He also describes him as hidden. And he describes him as the inward man. all describing that there is a man and he's inside and you can't really see him. But I have news for you today that this man is the real man. And I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to prove to you that he's a real man. And so, that is the man who, when not developed or grown, is a tragedy. Now, how many of you would like to bring forth a child when the child is 1 year old, 2 years old, he's not walking? He's not smiling. You must smile at 6 weeks. Yes, 6 weeks you must smile a smile of recognition. The baby doesn't smile when he's born. Even if he smiles, it will be not, he can't see or he can't know you. But at 6 weeks, it's one of the signs. He will recognize when you smile like that, then he will also smile. When your baby doesn't smile like that, say, hey, why are you not smiling? What is the problem? And he continues not smiling. Doesn't never recognize his mama. You come singing, and he doesn't recognize you singing. You just hold him. You say, hello. No. I don't know you. 7 months he's supposed to be standing. And he's supposed to start walking by around 9 months, taking steps. And you are not walking. 2 years, you are not walking. When somebody comes and says, hello, and they're supposed to say, daddy, mama, and there's no mama. When you say hello, you, oh, will you like it? Will you like it? Yeah, but that is how some of us are. Spiritually, God says, hello. You say, ah! God said, my son. You say, oh! You are undeveloped. And the real man is totally undeveloped. Yeah. Tiny little babies. And I'm going to prove it to you. You see, unfortunately, we have been encased in our bodies. And so our spirits, you cannot detect or sense your spirit. All the organs of your body can give you pain. And each organ deep down inside, no matter how deep in, has a particular pain that it gives. Yeah, which you can know when a person describes it. Like if a person says that I've got a pain at my back and it comes from here and it comes down here, you get it? Then you start to think of kidney, which is at the back. The kidney is so far back that when they are doing kidney transplant, they put two people on a table and they operate on one and remove his kidney. Because if somebody would donate his kidney, I'm donating my kidney to you. In India and Pakistan, you can get a kidney, about $10,000. Somebody would donate one to you. As you are. But it is so far at the back, they don't bother to go to the back to go and replace it there. They just put it here. They just cut here and put it inside on your right side here. It's too deep. Yeah, but even a deep thing like that, when it has a problem, it can give you a type of pain. When the person says how the pain comes and it goes, or the pain comes and it's only in the testes, one of them. And you say that, this is a kidney pain. One testes is paining you. Are you enjoying the medical school? Pancreas is far at the back, deep down at the back. When it is paining you, the person will have a serious pain that it's only relieved when the person comes up. Yeah, that's the only thing that makes the pain go, is he sits up. So if he bends over, like, it's characteristic from the back, you see that when he goes for. So every organ can, you show stomach pain. We know when you say stomach, okay. When you say the pain, there is a pain. It's paining me. But when the gas comes out, the pain goes down. Say, you know where? That this pain is from somewhere. No, this one is from here. I'm trying to explain something to you. Are you understanding what I'm explaining? But as for the spirit, when he's not feeling well, when he's not developed, it is almost impossible to see or feel. But at times you can. Because sometimes the spirit can affect how you are. When the spirit is very affected. But it takes a lot before something in the spirit affects. But the spirit is connected to the body. In fact, when the spirit goes out, then you die. All the organs stop working. That's how the spirit is. But when the spirit is really affected, but it's so vague that you sometimes don't even know that it's your spirit that is actually affected. So because of that, people don't pay attention to the real man that is there. So you can go through your life and never develop yourself until the day that you die. And when you come out of your body, you see that you are only 8 years old. Yeah. As of more, you are only 8. Can you imagine when you die, you find out that you are 8 years old? There's a man of God, he was 8 years old and he had a vision. And when he went in the vision, he went to heaven. He found out he was about 36 years old. Yeah. And he was surprised. Because the real man is not developed. That's why I'm talking to you about the real man. Developing the real man. Is that what I called it? Yeah. How to develop the real man. Yeah. The real man. Now, when you see somebody who has gone to develop a lot of muscles, you see that person has developed the house of the man. It's the case, the casing. And the aspect of the casing, this place is called the deltoid muscles. This one is the deltoid. He has developed the deltoid or the biceps, and the triceps is at the back. These are the ones you have some particular movement they develop. You see that cripples have these big ones here. It's the deltoid muscles. And the back, the ripples you see is latissimus dorsi. And the front one is called rectus abdominis. Yeah. All those ripples, a pack, what do you call it? Six pack and all that. That is what it is. It's a development of specific muscles. That's all. But the real man is there, empty and undeveloped. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm going to prove to you that the real man is not the man you have been painting. The one you have been braiding. The one that you have been eyelashing. The one that you have been supporting is not a real man. Yeah. Is the casing of the man. Oh, you made a mistake. And develop the wrong aspect. Yeah. You see, when you make a mistake of developing the wrong aspect, you can seriously affect your life. One day. Have you found Luke? Have you found Luke? A certain sister went to commit fornication. And the reason was that when she was going to commit fornication, somebody told her that, because that person that she went to commit fornication with was her beloved. Are you still there? Now, originally she wasn't going to sleep with him. Then a certain brother, a certain sister came to see her and told her that, hey, this brother that you are going to marry, when you marry him, you cannot have a child. Yeah. You cannot have a child. So when she heard, she was shocked. Why? And he told her, 1, 2, 3. These are the reasons. The guy is impotent. So she decided to test it. No, you listen to the story. If you don't listen to the story, how can you know the end of the story? So she decided to test it to see whether the guy was really impotent. So, one day the brother came to visit her. She was smiling. Hello, darling. Because she has been told, this brother, you cannot, he has no power. He's impotent. So as she was smiling, flowing, then she started to scratch here. Hey! Suddenly, the brother turned into a black panther and jumped on her and had sex with her. When she finished, she got up and she said, my friend was wrong. He's not impotent at all. He's a black panther. Wow. So, she decided, they told her, no, this, he cannot. He said, no. I've tested everything. All things are working. Testing mic 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. No, I'm explaining something to you. So she had the wedding and everything. When they got married, as she had tested, it was working. But that is not the one you have to test. You see, that potency is not the same as sperms. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain? She has tested the wrong thing. And she has gone to develop the wrong area. Because when she slept with him, even though everything was working, and when he ejaculates and everything, something comes and all that, you see, the sperm is inside. It's like tea without sugar. So when they tested, there was no sperm in it. Yeah, so now you can have a child. So you see, what I'm explaining is that sometimes you think that this is what is important. Then you go on a crusade to go and develop or check the wrong things, only to find out that it's another thing that you should have rather checked. If it is really that he cannot, you should have checked, is there any sperm? Because you can have potency, everything. When they check inside, is a tea without what? Sugar. Yeah, there's no sperm, even one. Yeah. So I'm explaining something to you. Sometimes you see that your mind is on something else, that this is what is important. That's what she went to check. This is what is important. But when she found, she went, that is not the thing at all. Because she didn't know medicine. Yeah, she didn't know. She was emphasized on the wrong. Oh, she has checked. Oh, it works. I've tested a person. I checked. I double check it even. I double checked. Do you understand? Double check. So some of you, as you are here, you have your mind is on something else that you should develop or you should check. Only to come and find out one day that all the things that you were doing, it was of no use. You should have checked something else. You should have developed some other area. This one didn't really even matter. Yeah. But I don't want to go into more of those medical things because I could tell you a lot more things. But people don't know. And that's how it is with the outer man and the inner man. So you develop this. You develop, even if you are going to look for somebody as a beloved, you should use God's criteria. As somebody who is like this, not hair, this, that, all those things, they are misleading. Amen. Wow. Have you found Luke? It is Luke I was looking for. Now, Luke chapter 16. Oh dear, I got a wrong chapter. I backed the wrong horse. There was a certain rich man, verse 19, which was clothed in purple and fine linen. Now this man was emphasizing on the wrong things. Purple. He was dressed in purple and fine linen. And he fed sumptuously every day. Chicken licking. Chef Ziggy. And what again? KFC. And what again? Pizza Inn. Papaya. What? Chicken Republic. Wow. So you are faring sumptuously every day, and he was clothed in purple. Can you imagine a man who wears purple every day? He doesn't wear black. He wears purple to show that he's a rich man. Wow. Purple man. Are you investing in the wrong man? And there was a certain beggar without clothes, without food, which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed from the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. If he had trousers, do you think the dogs would have had access to the sores? I'm asking you a question. I'm asking you a personal question. If he had trousers, do you think the dog would have access to his legs to lick them? Or shoes, if it was his feet. Or socks. He had none of these. Wow. And he was desired. He had no food. You see, Jesus gave this story because the perfect opposite. This one had the full case with food, and he must have been fat like King Henry VIII. King Henry VIII couldn't fit into his coffin. His coffin burst. Yeah, and his blood leaked on the floor as they were carrying him out. He was so big, he had gout, and he was so fat. And the priest had prophesied, because he had destroyed the church, that his blood would be leaked by dogs. And that's what happened. His coffin burst and blood leaked out as they were carrying him away. He was a terrible person. And so this man was full, covered with purple. This man had no clothes, no food. He must have been very lean, emaciated. Yeah. And the Bible says, and it came to pass that the beggar died. Do you see it? He died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Now, does anybody know where Abraham's bosom is? Is it in Singapore? Is it in India? Is it in Ghana? Did angels, do you know where it's called Abraham? Can we take a flight there? It's a spiritual destination. And angels came to pick the man from here. Even though he had no food, no money, no clothes, he was carried. Carried. Why carried? Because there was something to carry. There was a man to carry. Yeah. Otherwise, how would they carry? What would they need to carry? They carried him away into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died. Now, look, this, the rich man died and was buried. Yesterday, I was watching a film about Liberia, how they buried the people in mass graves when they killed them during the war. Mass grave. You don't even know who it is. They just throw them in. Wow. Mass graves. The rich man died, was buried. Have you seen a rich man who died before? Huh? They do funeral. Even Professor Mills, they change his suit every day. Yeah, he was wearing different clothes every day. Yeah, they make roads, they do things. When I went to the area there today, I saw they've made a big Ghana something by where he's buried. Wonderful. The rich man died and was buried. But what happened? And in hell, immediately, he lifted up his eyes. Eyes are what? Eyes, I thought we buried eyes. Remember that he was buried. When you are buried, do you remove your eyes? No, he was buried with his eyes. So there are still eyes. Oh. There are still eyes. And eyes are found where? Inside the socket. And the socket is found where? In the head. So it is that they are describing something. And he lifted up his eyes, said Abraham, far up, and he seeth. He could see. Hey, see? It means that the eyes were also working. Wow. Your eyes will never stop seeing. The next verse. And he cried. He cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy. Have mercy on me. He recognized somebody, Abraham. There must have been pictures of Abraham. And he said, send, have mercy, I beg you. You know, this man was so big, when he was alive, no one can even talk to him. Now he was begging. You know, when you see rich people, when they start rebuking you, nonsense. What do you mean? Idiot. Idiot. But he said, can you tell Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger. Remember that we buried Lazarus was also dead, and his finger was here. His fingers were by now, they have been eaten. Finger, where do you have fingers attached to? What? Hand. And a hand is attached to what? An arm is attached to what? And what do you have? So we have seen an eye and then a hand. And that he may come and cool my tongue. Hey, why do you also have a tongue? A tongue is inside the mouth. So you see, they are describing a man that is real. An eye and a tongue and a finger. And he said, cool. He was feeling sensations of heat. Sight. He could, all his sensory organs were working. Even his memory was working. You know what? They are going to provoke his memory just now. He said, for I'm tormented, I'm feeling, I'm here. When they caught Sergeant Doe, the president of Liberia, they caught him, tied him, and they were torturing him. I watched the video of it. He said, I'm in a lot of pains. I'm in a lot of pains. That means I'm in a lot of pains. He said, I'm in a lot of pains. And they asked him, what are you doing to the Liberian economy? What are you doing to Liberian money? He said, I'm in a lot of pains. This man said, I'm tormented. I'm in a lot of pains. Father Abraham, I'm in a lot of pains. If he's a Liberian, If this ritual is a Liberian, that's how it will sound over there. I mean, la pins, Father Abraham. Mercy. 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 Could it be that Michael Jackson is screaming today and saying, I mean, la pins? Could it be all those rich people who have died, Princess Diana? Could she be screaming somewhere and say, I mean, la pins? Next verse. And he cried and he said, son, remember. Activate your mind now. He said, think. Think about it. Think. The brains are working totally. Your brains, look, I have done several postmortem. One of the things, pray that a postmortem will not be done on you. Because when they do postmortem, they cut you from ear to ear like this, and they pull your face down, they pull here down, and they cut off the back of your head. And they cut off your brain and they put it and they slice it like bread. Yeah. And when they look at it after that, then they flash it away. Yeah. So when they say they've done a postmortem, they flash the face, there's nothing in there. Yeah. But even people whose brains have been flashed away, they will tell you, remember. Because that flashing brain is not the real brain. There is a real brain that cannot be flashed. Hey! Mercy! My son, activate your mind now. Remember that in thy lifetime thou receivest thy good things, and Lazarus likewise evil things. And now thou art tormented, and he is comforted. Now he started to reason with him. And besides all this, there's between us and you a great gulf fixed, so that they that will pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass from thence to here. Ah! Think about it, brother. How can we cross? Have you seen any transport since you came to hell? Have you seen any bus? Have you seen any flight? Have you seen any train? Think about it. Have you seen any bus going this way? Think about it. You see, he could think. That's why Abraham was talking to him that way. This is a famous conversation between dead people. Only Jesus can tell us this. Now that like they pass to us, that will come from thence. Then he goes on. Now, he started to send. You see, I pray thee, therefore, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have 5 brethren, that he might testify unto them, lest they come unto this place of torment. He's describing a man who is talking. And the man is remembering. The man is thinking. The man is alive. You don't need any near-death experience. You have to just read the Bible. You don't need anything else to explain to you. There is a real man who just steps out of your body like this. Bam. He's either 8 years old, 2 years old, 4 years old, developed, undeveloped. But you can't feel it because you can't feel your spirit easily. You can feel your pancreas, your kidney, your stomach, your colon, your heart. Every part has a feeling that it accepts the spirit. It's not easy to feel. It's when you don't feed your spirit for a long time, don't feel anything. And Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophet. Let them hear them. Let them hear them. That is the 5 guys. You see, he said, I pray thee, send another to my father's house. God, he could imagine, he could remember his house. Hey, by now, the guys are boozing and fooling. They are taking a bus. They are going for a beach party. I know my hall. You see those girls who died? Those students who died? They are either in heaven or in hell. If they are in hell, they will say, I know Alex Quapon. I know Hilal Iman Hall. I know how they are. I know exactly how they are in Sabah Hall. I know how they are in Okponglo. I know the Commonwealth Hall guy. I beg you, send somebody to go to that place. I challenge, send somebody. If somebody can go there. And Father Abraham says, no, they have Moses, they have prophets, let them hear them. You see, when you don't listen to normal pastors, normal written things, you will not. Then he said, no, nay, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. That's the very last verse. If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded. Because this guy had told him before, he said that, yea, nay, Father Abraham, for if one were to go unto them from the dead, they will repent. If one were to go to them, they will repent. They will repent. They will repent. And man, the man who is there, he would change, but they don't change. We preach and preach and preach and people don't change. You have Moses, you have prophets, you have normal people just like how I am, a normal person with problems just like you. He's talking to you. This is God speaking to you. If you won't hear it, you will see how your life will become some way. Yeah. If you think, and he said, and what he said is true. He said, you know, if one were to rise from the dead, they will repent, but it's not true. One day I went to visit a millionaire, and I told him, I said, you need to be saved. After some time, I was talking Bible to him. I realized he wasn't changing. Then I decided to tell him a story. I told him how a certain man didn't believe in God, how he died, and how his life, he entered into hell, and now he came back. And when I finished, I was looking at his face, thinking that I've made him frightened. He just looked at me and said, oh, these NDE stories, I've heard all of them. I've heard this, I've heard this, I've heard this, I've heard this, near death experience. He was not moved at all. That's what the Bible says, that if you don't listen to Moses and the prophet, you will not listen when you hear these fantastic stories. Somebody comes from the dead. You won't listen. So you better listen. As we are talking, you better open your heart, because God is speaking to you. You want to hear, you want to see an angel. You want to see this, you want to see. Then you wait till you die before you see it. Most of us will never have fantastic dreams and visions. Most of us will never have certain kinds of dreams or visions. Most of us. Yeah. Most of us, you will never have it. If you think you are waiting, when I see an angel, then I will change. When I see this, then I'll start to serve God. When God appears to me, then wait forever. Come, let me sign your waiting certificate for you. You will wait forever before you change, if that is what you are waiting for. If I was waiting for that before, I'll know whether I should serve God. Then I was still waiting. How many times I've tried to see God. I've tried to see Jesus. I can pray in the room from morning to evening. The sun will come in the morning, evening to go. I'll still be there praying. When I open my eye, like, oh, he's not there. What am I going to do? I have to believe in Moses and the prophets. Yeah. So, many of us have not realized that, Charlie, there is a real man in there. And that is the man that I have to develop. Yeah. You must develop the man inside. If I was to take a spiritual x-ray of all of you, one by one, you will be surprised. Some of you, when we take a picture like that, you know, recently they developed a scanner for American airports. And when you go through, they see you naked. Yeah, so people objected to it. They said, no. Because you can see the parts of the person in a way. So people said, no way. We are not accepting that vision that you are having. But you see, God looks on you. Bible says, God seeth not on the as man seeth, but God looketh on the heart. So God is looking straight at your spirit, like this, looking straight. And you can see some of you are so lean. Some of you are on a drip. You are spiritually on a drip. Spiritually, you are on a drip. Some of you are spiritually on a ventilator. You are dying. Some of you are in intensive care. Some of you, today is your last day of life. May it not be you, in Jesus' name. Wow. Mercy. So now, instead of just backing the wrong horse, you say, your understanding is so small, so I just want to see whether the guy can have erection. And you see that you have missed the way, not knowing that that was not what you needed. You are done for. Wow. So now, are you with me? How are we going to develop this wonderful spirit? Amen. How are you going to develop wonderful spirit of the Lord? Hallelujah. Amen. How many want to develop your spirit in a powerful way? Yeah. You must decide to develop your spirit in a fantastic and a powerful way. Because as you do, God Himself is going to bless you powerfully. Amen. Are you ready to develop your spirit? Now, what is going to develop your spirit? Turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. Now, what does it say? As newborn babes, I'm giving you, I'm showing you how to develop the real man. Amen. Desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. So the first one is milk. Yeah. It's even when you are grown up and you are not putting on weight, you can start drinking milk. I know one brother, he was very slim and he went to work at Nestle. And when he got there, because he was so lean, he decided to drink because it was free. You can drink as much. I tell you, I don't know whose house he was staying in, but he was drinking ideal milk. He would drink it like water. I cannot imagine the gases that were coming out of him. Now, everybody say milk. The first thing is milk. Milk is the easy food you can have. Do you understand? When you want to develop yourself, milk is what you need. Now, the Bible has milky word and meaty word. Did you know that? Did you know that the Bible contains, or the word of God has milky? Turn to Hebrews chapter 5 so that I can show you the milky one. Hebrews chapter 5. Okay. Hebrews chapter 5. Verse 13. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. But strong meat belongs to them who are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So you must now go back to the verse before, verse 13. Everyone that uses milk is unskillful. But you see, there are times you need milk. Now, what is milk? Milk is the easy word. Not every preaching is easy. And when it is easy, it's nice. It just goes down easy. When you listen to preaching that doesn't go down easily, it's meat. I mean, it's obvious. So, those of us, listen carefully because I'm going to be ending in a couple of minutes. If you expose yourself to milk, you will grow. You will grow. You will become a strong Christian. And God wants you to become a strong, develop the real man. Yeah. Thank God for your nice hairstyles. It's not going to go very far. And I'm training the brothers in this church to look beyond that. When they see you with your, when they see, brothers, is it not true? When they see all these hairstyles, they will look at you. Even when you do your hair cry, we are not impressed. That is what even that deflects us. We are looking for inside. The inside. The inner man. The inner girl. And the brothers, when they see you with your deltoid muscles. So, what are we going to do with this muscle? Is it meat? Will I eat it? So listen, if you want to grow, many people don't grow because, you see, the Bible can be very difficult to read. How many have read the Bible and you slept whilst? Read it. You see, those of you who can't sleep, sometimes read Leviticus, read Deuteronomy, and you will sleep. All your sleeping problems will be over. Amen. Listen to me. Are you listening? But there is preaching that even when you listen to, you start to laugh. How many have listened to preaching that you start to laugh? And it starts to, you start to listen. It's like they are facing you, but you are laughing. That's milk. That's milk. And start drinking. The first time you come in contact with God, it's milk, milk, milk. And it's nice. It's sweet. Look, when I met Kenneth Hagin, he was preaching milk to me. To me, it was milk. I enjoyed it. That's how I grew. I jumped like this as I started to listen to Kenneth Hagin. I jump. Because it was faith, prosperity, success. You can make it. Greater is he that is in you. That's all. I just knew that I can make it in life. That's all. But there is meat that was now coming, which he didn't give me. Somebody else came and brought the meat. Yeah. Rejoiner will give you the meat and show you so many other things that are difficult for people to swallow. So I want to speak to every one of you. You see, you are, some of you, you can't grow spiritual. You can never stop your problems because you are not taking in milk. Think about a child who is born, no milk. The child is just lying there. What is the future of the child? It's not going to do well. No matter how may we lay hands on the child, you have to take in something. You have to take in, and that's why they say when you are born, breastfeeding only. Because milk contains everything you need, including water, vitamins, meat, everything is in the milk. Yeah. So many of you, I tell you, if you can just listen to your pastor's preaching, and you can listen on your phone, you can buy a CD, you can listen to preaching that is funny to you. Even if it's funny, it's good that you listen to it. If you enjoy, once you like it, listen to it. Keep listening. Keep listening. Keep listening. How long does a baby suck? A baby sucks for a long time. When my first son was born, it really affected my life. Because, yeah, when he was born, I was wondering that, what is going on? Because he was sucking this breast, and he was never tired. He never rested. Inexorable. I mean, continuous. I'm serious. Throughout the night, even when you are taking the breast, I would say, no. I'm eating it for the whole night, from throughout to the morning. So an auntie and another old elderly lady came along and said, no, you are doing something wrong. I said, no. You are doing something wrong. You have to do it. She gave us some other strategies. Yeah, but Charlie, the milk, Charlie, I need it. Every day I have to listen. That's how, the only way you can change, if you think Sunday, one preaching, 45 minutes of preaching is going to change you, please, you will die of dehydration and other conditions. Long time, you will die long ago. Anybody who is not like always listening to preaching, it doesn't grow. It doesn't grow. You never grow. Those of you who've never bought Makane, Poimano, and all these things, CDs, the messages we've had, the camps you've never bought, you don't have, you will never grow. You'll just be laughing around with us. You wait, a tiger is coming for you soon. And when they come, they look for the weakest. If you like, watch the animals. You see that they can't just attack. Sometimes you see a lion is lying here, and the antelopes will be where the cars are. And they can't attack them. They look for a weak one. They look for one that is separating from the church. They look for one that is not really joining. Someone that is coming away a bit. They look at him. They look at him. This is the one. This is the one. This is the one. Then they start. When it's a lion, they are in a team, like eight of them. They just, they as if they communicate. This one goes here. This one goes there. This one. Then they go. They just walk slowly. And then they form like that. They know you've not been coming to church, so they are coming for you. There's a boy who is worrying you. They know.
They know. They are no, you are not serious. They come. One is coming here like that. One is coming like that. They suddenly go. They cannot run for a long time. So they have to come near enough. And they know how your life is. But there's no Christianity in you. It's just a church. You come and say, hey. I'm not serious. Yeah, you listen to radio politics. You fool around. You go for beach parties. Whatever. You have girlfriends. You are fooling. You are fooling. You are not growing. You know yourself. You think you can grow from one sucking. You come for 40 minutes. You are sucking. There's no, you are done for. There's no hope for you. But if you decide to suck, like somebody who has come to Christ, let me suck. Let me, Charlie, give me a CD. Let me go and listen to it in the room. You see people walking, they have earphones on. It's very dangerous, but you see they are listening to something. Yeah, every day. Every day. It's listening, 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 listening. Hope I'll miss you change. Yeah. When I was in Lagos, I went to England for almost one year. When I came back, my beloved, she was not my beloved then, but she was my friend. When she saw me, she said, "Ha!" I said, "What? Ha! You've changed." And I have another friend. She had the same name as my beloved. "Ha!" I said, "What is it? What is it? You have become huge." Me? I couldn't recognize. Me? You are big. You are big. I never knew you could be fat. I said, "Me? I'm fat. How can I be fat?" 9 months, 1 year. I was there for 1 year drinking milk. I didn't even know what was happening to me. I was changing. Changing inside me. Wow. You see, you will not even know that you are changing. You don't even know you are changing because you keep listening, milk, 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 milk. And the real man is growing. It's growing. It's growing. Then one day you see, devil will come to you with the same thing that used to bother you. And you look at it and say, "You know something. Not now. What did you say? What did you say? You've come to the wrong person. You've come to inject me with your HIV. You said, I've stopped sleeping with girls. I've stopped sleeping with girls. I've stopped it. Yes, you are beautiful. Shh. Don't clap. So, yes, you are beautiful, but I'm not going to because, you know, I'm strong. Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to. Romans 7:22 says that I delight after God in the inward man. But the inward man is now a strong man. You see, you are not just made up of outside. Outside is the shell. As for this shell, it is a mechanism. It works in a particular way. If you prime it this way, it will just flow. But God wants you to develop inside with milk that you may grow. 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 I'm not talking about complex things, so. I'm talking about preaching that is nice. One day somebody, do you know that the Makane plays on sweet melodies in the middle of the night? Ladies, people who are not even pastors, they call, they say, because of this thing, we are not able to sleep in the night. Yeah. They say, we cannot sleep in the night now because we have to listen to this thing. Nobody is forcing us, but we want to listen. So start soaking in the milk. Start sucking. You see, I am your pastor and I am full of breasts. My breasts are mega. There is no bra that can contain this breast. It's too big. Ah. It's a mighty breast, full. And it has multiple nipples for many children to suck. Many sucking points. Wow. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Verse 3. It says, "For he humbled you and allowed you to hunger and to feed with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live." Live. Do you want life? Do you want a good life? It's not by only bread. No, 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 no. You will never have a good life by only eating food. Sisters, your life will never, take it from me.
You see, not a young person who should tell you, but somebody who has been there and has been through. I was in this school 30 years ago. Yeah, 30. 1982 is how many years ago? Huh? 31 years. That's when I came to first year. 31 years ago. I must know something. There must be something in there apart from coconut water. I must know something or one or two things that you don't know. Give me the credit. It is not even the Bible. You will never be happy in this world without the word of God. You're living. We say, man shall not live. You will not live. Take it from me. You will not have a life. The life that you want to have, you will not have it. Even though those of us who have the word of God, it has not been easy for us. Job 23. Verse 12. I have not departed. So the next one, all right, I'm talking about milk. I'm talking about milk. And he says, I have not departed, huh, from the commandment of his lips, and I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. So the next thing is that you must take the Bible and the word of God as more than your necessary food. Until the Bible becomes more than your necessary food, the Bible has not become what it's supposed to become to you. Until preaching and the word of God has become more than your necessary food, it has not become what it... Not what I say, but the word of God. More than your necessary food. Food that it's more than food. I live by it. Everything should be, the Bible says. When you marry, the Bible says this. Therefore, the Bible says this. When you go prosper, the Bible says, the Bible says, the Bible says, the Bible says, everything the Bible says, everything the Bible says, everything the Bible says. More than your food. Take it from me. I must know one or two things more than you do. I'm telling you. You know the Bible says the day of your death is better than the day of your birth. Why would you think so? I'll explain it to you. When somebody is in final year, he's going out. Will you not say that the day that he's finishing is better than the, when you look at the first stage, you are now coming. Isn't it? That's how it is. When somebody is dying, he sees you, you've now come. Look at your young faces here. When they see you, when we older people see your faces, they say, you are now going to go through so many things. So you are now going to be baptized into life issues. Look at your nice faces. Young. Wow. Huh. Wow. Look at how you are wearing glasses, red sunglasses, taking pictures happily. You are now coming to meet things that can even take you out of Christianity. Everybody say, number two is to find the word of God more than necessary food. Amen. Hey. Number three, the word of God. Number one is that you must take milk. You must eat the milk of the word. Number two, the word of God must be more than necessary food. Number three, it must be more to you than money. Until the word of God becomes more to you than any amount of money, it is not it. Psalm 19, verse 10. Verse 9 says, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Verse 10. More to be desired than are they than gold. Yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Look, I want everybody here to be holding a CD. Holding a CD or download your message on your phone. And everybody here must have preaching with you. If you are a member of this church, have work with preaching. Have preaching in your... Don't depend on what is on the radio. Huh? If you want to have breakfast, you can't depend on the bread seller will come by. Blood out your head, then you'll be saying, ah, the bread seller has come. And you are now going to see your husband to tell your husband that, wait, when the bread seller comes, we can have breakfast. You are joking. Blood out your head, aha, you can have breakfast now. No. You have to plan it. You can't even, oh, if Sweet Melodies plays this, then we will listen. If there is this, then we will, no, every one of you, take it from me. Open the way. I'm going this way. If you don't have CDs, tapes, and you are not listening active to it, take it from me, because I'm showing you practically what to do. You are not serious. Straight. I can just sign you out. You are not serious. You are around, but you are not serious. Yeah. No, I don't know how to get it. I don't have a... You don't have a... But you know how to buy condoms, isn't it? You know where to find condoms. You know, say, you know where to do abortions. You know where to do abortion. You know where to find condoms. You know where the bus comes to take you to beach party. You can find money to pay. You know everything except how to listen to a message, how to get it. That way you know everything. You are so wise. But when it comes to this, oh, we don't know how to get it. That thing that you were saying, you said CD hot. We should do something. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do that thing that you are saying that we should do it. You don't know. You don't know. But you know how to have sex. At your age, you know how to have sex. At your age. You know how to go on the internet and get pornography. Do you know that 60% of all internet traffic is pornography? All in the whole world, 60% of all internet activity is pornography. Did you know that? Yeah. 60% of people who use the internet in the whole world are looking at pornography. That is the number one thing they are looking at. So someone, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do anything on the internet. But you know how to find a big black back mama on the internet. But you don't know how to find that. You are news.org and go and find preaching there. But you can find black mama bottoms. You can find it on the thing. Foolish. Don't bring yourself at all this evening, otherwise I will face you too much. You know how to go on Facebook and find friends and do other things, but you don't know how to do this. Yeah. More than gold. More than food. More than money. Somebody's going to give you money, say, baby, I love you, baby. I'm a rich man, baby. Will you come to my BMW, baby? Will you be with me, baby? Come along, baby. You want to come on, baby? Because I'm a rich man, baby. Look, she's coming because I'm a rich man, baby. She's coming because I'm a rich man. She wants to come with me because I'm a rich man. Come on, baby, come on. You love me? You like me? Come on, baby. Wow, you love me? Come on, let's go, baby. Wow. She's coming because I said I've got a BMW. Can you believe it? What is in your brain? What's in your brain? Coconut or water? Oh, baby, you coming because of money? What are you coming for?
Because of love.
Because of love. Hey, love. You love me. Because love is such a beautiful thing, isn't it? Yeah. Until you are stung and you feel that. Love God. Don't love a man. No man can make you happy. Take it from you. Can write. Take your pen and write it. No man can make me happy. Write it. Take your notes and write it. You are following me because of money. Take your pen and write it. No man can make you happy. Write it. I want to see that you've written it. And today's date. Today's date. No man can give you love. Love is from God. Amen. Love is of God. And he that loveth is born of God. Only God is the only one who has love. What men have is not really love. It's lust. And it's what wild animals have for their offspring. That's what we have. But it's not the love. Love is of God. Did you write it down? No man can make me happy.
No man can give me love. No, I didn't say that. I said, no man can make you happy. Hey, write the right thing, otherwise you're going to lose your marks.
See me after church. See me after church. She's adding her own to the preaching.
Look, how many are going to develop the inside man?
Start to flex your spiritual. You see, you are flexing your deltoid and your... But what you need is inside. Yeah.
Did you see the girl who came to act as an LP? Yeah, she was able to speak the word. The LP, the lady pastor in the film. LP show. Yeah. She was speaking the word. She was telling the scriptures. Why you must do this? You must guide the house. That shows the person has become strong. Yeah.
Wow. I'm ending.
Next one. The word of God must become sweet to you. It must become sweeter and nicer than honey. It must be milk. It must be nicer than food. It must be more important than gold, and it must be sweeter than honey. Psalm 119, verse 103. How sweet are your words to my taste? Sweeter than honey to my mouth. Wow. Through your precepts, I get understanding, and I hate every false way. How many have begun to enjoy the word? Raise your hand if you enjoy preaching. How many never used to enjoy preaching? Put your hand down. How many never used to enjoy preaching? How many realize that something has happened to you and now it's like it's a little sweet to you? Yeah, it's sweet. There's something nice about it. There's something that, then you see, you have begun to change. You have begun to change. Something is happening to you. It's become sweet to you. One day, a sister traveled to England and she came back and she said, she came to me. She said, Bishop, I brought you a present. I said, what is it? I was thinking one of the presents. You know, a lot of presents, you cannot use them. Because you don't know the shirt that I wear. You don't know the shoes that I wear. You cannot buy those things for me. But she came and she brought me a set of tapes from Rick Joyner. When she gave it to me, I looked at it and I've never seen it before. And it was so nice to me. I felt some love for her. I said, what a blessing. What a gift. What a kind thing. What a nice thing. What a great thing she has given to me. Because that's how the word of God is to me. It's the honey, than food, than gold, than all the things you can buy. It's through the word of God that I'm here today. Yeah. Today I shook hands with the most powerful people in Ghana. Oh yeah. The most powerful is the president. I shook hands with him. And he shook me with two hands. Then I shook hands with the second most powerful person. Actually, he was going. He came back. He came back to greet me. Not because of my medical. What not? No. No. Then I spoke to the third, that was the vice president, was the second most powerful. Then the third most powerful person in Ghana, the Speaker of Parliament, he just shook my hand and greeted me. Some of you have shaken hand with the 8 millionth most powerful person today. About 8.6 million most powerful person in Ghana today. Ask your neighbor, what is he in Ghana? Are you the 20.6 millionth most powerful person in Ghana? Then I spoke to the fourth most powerful person. Was the Chief Justice. Yeah. In this country. Yeah. I shook hands with them. They were talking with me. Oh, you know, your father was my friend. This and that. Yeah. Why do you think I was speaking to these powerful people? Because of the word of God. The word of God is everything. It's more than anything you can ever do or have. Yeah. The word of God is great. Why do you think Ida? Why do you think Ida would? Ida can travel to America for 2 days and come back. Why do you think she just gets up at odd hours and just travels? It's because of the word of God. I'm telling you. Because she's going to sing a nice song about the word of God to help me to preach this word, which is very important. Yeah. Very powerful. One time she was with me and I said, you know, come and sing and let's take an offering. And I said, to show your appreciation for her coming along. Yeah. Come, they gave thousands of dollars. Yeah, just because she was singing. She sang, as she sang, they were just coming. We had finished taking all the offerings we could take. I have extracted milk, extracted blood, teeth, everything was finished with the people. Then after I put Ida on, I said, look, Ida is here. I appreciate her that she has come. Then they started to, now I thought that their teeth was finished, blood, everything, milk was finished. Now they were now appreciating. Huh? Yeah, they all had hidden offerings. All my preaching couldn't extract it. The word of God is great too. If you come to respect it as a great thing in your life, and not just to hear it, but to start to do it. Start to do it. Start to do it. Believe Moses and the prophets. They are wild. You see, as I'm talking to you, I'm like Moses and the prophets. Like an unknown prophet. But that's it. That's God speaking to you. If you don't hear it, you will not. Even Jesus comes to stand there, you say, I don't believe you. What are you? Where are you from? And my mother told me not to believe my dreams. And that is the end of the vision. Jesus himself will be standing there. You say, hey! Sweet, so sweet. Everybody say sweet word. Sweet word. Are you going to go for the sweet word? Amen. Jeremiah 15 verse 16. Now, the next one is that you have to now start eating the words. Eating. Eating. Wow. Thy words, Jeremiah 15 verse 16, thy words were found and I did eat them. Now, how do we eat? I wish I had some kebab here that I could eat in front of you. How do you think your bottoms get big? Is it from chunks of meat that go and pass through and go and lodge there? No. When you eat, you see, to eat something is to break it down. You chew it up. And then you have, it enters your stomach like paste, like toothpaste. So by the time food is in your stomach, it's like toothpaste. It's paste. One day a man died and I did a postmortem on him. When I opened his stomach, it was full of yam. And no, it had not become paste. I don't know whether he died from that. Because the yam was in pieces that had been cut and boiled. It was inside his stomach. With some small palm oil on it, like that. Oh, I don't know. Whether he was swallowing them and it killed him inside his stomach. Yeah. It's possible. Some of you eat too fast. Listen to me. To eat is to chew and break it down. How many are going to start? This is the last point. We have to start breaking the Bible down into chewing it and start breaking it down. You think about it and break it down. Break it down. Analyze it. Think about it. As for me, I think about the word all the time. If I am living my quiet time and I don't have something that I'm thinking about from that moment for the whole day, I'm not going. I don't like that day at all. I want to have something I can think about from the morning. The scripture is with me all the time. Yeah. All day long, I'm chewing it and thinking about it, thinking about it, thinking about it, thinking about it. In fact, when I went somewhere today, it's because of a quiet time that I had. Yeah, it's a quiet time that I had that made me go where I went today. All my life is guided by quiet time. Quiet time, quiet time. My personal Bible readings. Yeah. So I beg you, eating. Everybody say eat. How many are going to chew? Oh, you're not intelligent enough to analyze, isn't it? Eh? You used apple to come here, isn't it? You didn't really qualify for university, isn't it?
I'm asking you a question. I'm expecting an answer. You didn't really qualify, isn't it? That's why you cannot analyze the word of God. I want you to analyze the word of God from today. Break it down. Think about it. Analyze it. How does it apply to me today? Practically today. Now, you in your life as a girl. How old are you? 20. And your name is what? Dodua. What is your name? Uduak. Uduak. Is that your name? Uduak. Hey. Uduak. It's a name. Uduak. How does it apply to you today? Wow. You know, there's a quiet time I want to share with, but I can't share it with you. Yeah, it's so powerful. It's so powerful. I think about it all the time. Yeah. Do you know how I came into full-time ministry? I was having my quiet time and I read a scripture which says, give thyself wholly to these things, that thy profiting will appear to us. Then God showed me, think about it. Give yourself completely. Give yourself wholly. So as I thought about give yourself, not your mind, give yourself wholly, completely, totally to these things. That's the ministry. And your profiting will appear to us. That means a lot of people will see that, you will see your profiting or your benefits, the benefit of what you are doing. That's how I entered full-time ministry. No angel, no voice, no prophecy that somebody came and said, my daughter, thou shalt be in the house of the Lord. I see thee as a candle. I see thee as a lantern. I see thee as a light. Yes, you shall shine in the house of the Lord. No, there was nothing like that. Quiet time. Give thyself wholly to these things. And I was in the full-time ministry. I asked myself, how does it apply to me today? How does it apply to me today practically? And I was in ministry. That's how I entered full-time ministry. That's how I left medicine and I came to be a pastor. Today I have invitations on my desk like this, plenty. Come to Zambia. Come to here. Come to here. Come to Venezuela. I have 5 cities in Venezuela asking me to come. Every day my secretary asks me, I said, please don't bother me with this Venezuela thing. I can't go. I don't know when I can go there. Yeah, I'm not joking. I can call her right now to testify. I said, I don't know. I can't go there. I have 1,000 churches to go to. Yeah. Give yourself. Give yourself. Give thyself wholly. That time I had a tipper truck. And God said, give yourself. It meant to me I should sell my truck. And I sold it. I put it at Airport Junction. I sold a blue truck. I put it for sale. From quiet time, I said, it's finished. I called my driver. And I called the manager, the guy who used to sit with the driver. I said, it's over. Park at airport where they are selling cars. Go and park there. It's over. The driver was called Isa. I said, Isa, to the parking. Bring the key. And I put for sale on it. Finish. Finish business. Finish sand and stone. Finish tipper track. Finish every, finish medicine, finish all. Give yourself totally my quiet time. And here I am today, I'm preaching to you. And I'm being invited. All of, yesterday they sent me a message. Give us your itinerary for Malaysia, for here. Oh yeah, people want to listen to what I'm preaching. Wow, your profiting will appear. You see how powerful a quiet time is? Quiet time, reading the Bible every day, is very powerful. Those of you who are waiting for angels, Moses and prophet are here. Those of you who are waiting for visions, Moses and prophet are right here. If you cannot hear Moses and prophet, you will never hear when even Jesus appears to you himself. Yeah. And I know today you are going to believe Moses and the prophets and soak in the word. So the real man is going to start getting bigger. And then I'll take an x-ray of you. Come, you come. And you come. Go on stage. Short and tall. When I take an x-ray of these people in the spirit, you'll be surprised. Little Clara and McDonald. Is your name McDonald or Donald? Not McDonald. But why do you call yourself McDonald? I called you McDonald. When we take a spiritual x-ray like this, Is courage here?
Yes.
Courage, come. On the stage. Stand behind her. Stand behind her. Stand behind her. Behind her. Yeah. When we take an x-ray, stand on the side. Stand on, yeah. No, no. Separate, separate now. When I take an x-ray, you'll be surprised that Clara will be tall like this guy. In the spirit. But physically, she's short. And he... when you take a spiritual x-ray, you'll be surprised that she's short like this one. Yeah. Because the man was there. And you can recognize the person when he's not, when he's dead. Or you can see. When Blossom stands up in heaven, I will see that's Blossom. Angels will call it Blossom. Sing for the Lord something nice. We all know her. We all know her. We recognize us. When you see me, you know that it's me. When I see, I know that it's you. We'll be happy. We'll be friends in heaven. You recognize people. You remember every... Do you remember when we were in NMB2 and then we went to Central Cafeteria and then we came back? Do you remember with this and the sound was this and the dancers danced and we didn't really work and then we changed another one? Do you remember all those? Yeah. We remember everything. Say, son, remember. And then think. Can you cross from here? Think. Yourself, think about it. Clara, you need to eat some more meat to join him up there. In the clouds. Wow. So now stand in order. You stand here. No, Clara, stand here. You come here. And you come here. Aha. Huh? You see, spiritually, this is how some of us are. Choose your own. Which one are you spiritually? Which one are you? You are courage. And you, my dear, where do you belong? The middle one. How do you know? She's just choosing the middle. Wow. How many are going to be listeners of messages from today? Are you going to listen? And how about Bibles? Bible readings. If you don't have four Bibles, you are not serious. Oh yeah, it's true. How can you have only one Bible? Ask your neighbor, how many Bibles do you have? How many Bibles do you have? One, Gideon's Bible. You have Gideon's Bible. It's the only Bible you have. It's the only Bible you have. You have a Bible? Which Bible? Let me see your Bible. This is your Bible. Let me see your Bible. No Bible. Your phone. The phone is your Bible. Bible is where? It's on your phone. Which version? King James. And what other version? Only King James. And you use your phone to read your Bible.
Huh? I have one at home.
But what about on campus? You have one on campus. You see, I have more than 25 Bibles. It's a sign of what you value. Yeah, I have so many Bibles. And electronic, I have so many Bibles. How many Bibles do you have? How many dresses do you have? How many shoes do you have? How many things do you have that you can't find? I went to visit a certain brother one day. What do you call those shoes? Is it what? Loafers. Is that what you call them? Camboos. I mean, I don't know how they call it. Sneakers. What do you call it now? Trainers? Sneakers. He had about 25 pairs in the front of his house. Almost all identical. Adidas, this, that, different thing. Nike. How many Bibles do you have? How many tapes do you have? How many things do you have? How many macanes do you have? How many CDs? How many DVDs? That shows me what is precious to you, what you like. How many dresses do you have? Yeah. How many do you have? Get them, brother. Get them, sister. We are going strong now. I said we are going strong now. We are serious. We are dead serious with God. Tell your neighbor, I'm getting more serious than you. You invited me, but I'm going getting wilder than you. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for the blessing of this great, wonderful word to develop the real man in us. We will remember today, one day, when you showed us that the inside is a real man. Thank you for the blessing of your word today, in Jesus' name. Everyone stand up, please, quietly. No movement, no talking, please. One moment. Right now, if you are here, close your eyes. No one moving, please. If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God. Somebody invited you, but you don't know Jesus as your Savior. You want to give your life to Jesus today. Then raise up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you before we close. Yeah. You don't want to go to hell. You see the hell I preached about? I was showing you about Lazarus. You will go there if you don't know Jesus and if you are not saved. So tonight, if you are not sure whether you are saved or not, I have to pray with you tonight. Then lift your hand up now. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see many, many hands. Lift it up, please. Don't joke with this. You know, when we are joking, we joke. But now we are serious. We are dead serious. We are talking about your life, your soul. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God today. I don't want to go to hell. I see your hand. I see your, there's a girl. God is calling you today. There's a girl. You are fooling with God. But God is saying, it's not for fooling. Lift your hand quickly, quickly, quickly. All right, if you've lifted your hand, come. Come from where you are sitting. Come to me in the front. Come. Come to the front here now.
I surrender all.
Just come. Come to the front and stand here. I'm going to pray with you. Come. Come.
I surrender.
Stand here.
All.
God bless you. No, face me. Face me. Face me.
And all.
Stand here.
To thee, my blessing.
Come. I want God tonight. Come. Come and stand here.
I surrender all.
Come, let me pray with you.
Jesus, I surrender all.
The Bible says the rich man screamed in hell.
Lord,
have mercy on me. I'm tormented. I'm suffering. All to Jesus. Come on. Blessed
Savior, I surrender.
Listen, I'm about to pray, but I know there are still one or two people you haven't given your life to God, and I'm going to give you the last chance. Just move out of your chair right now. Move out now. Now, stop fooling. Listen, you see, we've been on the campus this semester alone. We have had a number of students dying. And the day that you die, you'll be surprised. Most people are surprised when they die. If you are here like that, come now, please. Don't waste time. This is your last chance. Come. It's a sister, a brother. Come. Let me pray with you. I'm giving you the last chance. Doors are closing. Doors are closing. Don't say I didn't call you. Don't say I didn't invite you. Come now. Come now. Come on.
To thee, come. My blessed Savior.
Don't say I didn't invite you.
I surrender.
Lift up your hands. If you want to join them, you can still join now. And say, whatever I pray, pray it after me. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. Oh God, I know I am a sinner. Have mercy on me. Tonight, I'm confessing my sins to you. Oh God, forgive me. Cleanse me. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Tonight, I open my heart. and I receive Jesus as my Savior, my Master, my Lord. Oh God, cleanse me, wash me, forgive me. I'm a dirty sinner. I'm a liar. I'm a thief. I'm an evil person. Have mercy on me. Oh God, forgive me, cleanse me, wash me, Lord. I beg you, Father, receive me as your child from today. I will follow you. I will serve you. I will obey you. Please write my name. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today, for hearing my prayer today. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Please write my name. Please write my name in the book of life. From tonight, I belong to God. Say, from tonight, I belong to God and I will serve God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. For saving me today. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now say after me, Satan. Satan, listen carefully. From tonight, I will not serve you again. Satan, I will not follow you again. I belong to Jesus Christ, and I will serve Jesus Christ. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for saving me today. I will always follow you from tonight. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.